WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. I am Amanda Richard, and I've got about 2 hours of music that I know you will enjoy. We'll start off on the liquored up side of the family, we'll close down on the gospel side of the family, and along the way we'll hear lots of great stuff, including a feature about singer and songwriter Rachel Kilgore. But more about that in a little bit. Let's get things started with Merle Haggard.
I could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and dream. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and dream. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and dream. Yes, sir. Stay here and
if you want to hear, I'll tell you about the kind of booze they make around here. It's made way back in the swamps and the hills, where there are plenty of the moonshine stills. some moonshiners make a pretty good stuff. The bootlegger gets it and he mixes it up. He'll take 1 gallon, well, he'll make two. If you don't mind, boys, will get the best of you. Make a rabbit whip a bulldog, and a taste will make a rat whip a wild hog. It'll make a mouse bite off a tomcat's tail, and a tadpole race come first to the whale. Make a spider bite off an elephant's snout, make a poodle dog put a tiger to rout, make an old toad spit in a black snake's face, make a hard shell preacher fall from grace. Shine and throw back his head and take a little drink. Then for a week he won't be able to think. Then we'll take just another little bit. Then you get ready for to have a fit. First thing you know, you'll be feeling awful tight. Then it's out on the street trying to raise up a fight. If you want to hear, I'll tell you about the kind of booze they make around here. It's made way back in the swamps and hills, where there are plenty of the moonshine stills.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Joe Roland Porter. Get out your breathalyzers because you are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. Richard, blow into this, please.
Bubbles in my beer. But come in, Tom, and get us a lowdown on it.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting.
Yes?
Apart from the laughter and the cheers.
That's not good.
While scenes from the past rise before me.
Yeah.
Just watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings a long, silent tear to my eyes. Oh, I know that my life's been a failure, just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Yeah.
Aches and tears, and I'm seeing the past that I've wasted while watching the bubbles in my beer. As I think of the heart that I've broken and of the golden chances that have passed me by,
I'm afraid that's what you're coming
and
to.
And the dreams that I made now are empty. As empty as the bubbles in my beer.
She's off misbehaving with him, not with me. A pessimistic tomorrow is all that I see. Well, I can live with my version version of the world going past. Well, the hard times we've had don't look so bad through the bottom of the glass. So turn up the jukebox, bend down the lights. I don't need no vision, 2020 tonight. So I won't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass. Well, the grapevine done told me what they see and hear. They must like to watch me get tears in my beer. Well, I found a new someone. You may say she's trash. Well, she ain't much to see, but she looks good to me through the bottom of the glass. So turn up the jukebox, bend down the lights. I don't need no vision, 2020 tonight. So I won't see her, even if they walk past. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass. Through the jokes and the tears, through the smoke and the beer, through the bottom of the glass.
Yes, sir.
Back in 1993, Mark O'Connor put out a record called Heroes, in which he teamed up with several musicians, mostly fiddle players, that he really admired a lot. And from that record, you're hearing Sally Johnson with Mark O'Connor, Terry Morris, Texas Shorty, and Benny Thomason doing some Western swing fiddle. And that'll be the musical bed while I tell you about our opening set of music here on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or the Roots Program. Back at the beginning of the show, you heard from Merle Haggard doing I Think I'll Just Stay Here and Drink. And I just did it from a compilation called 20th Century Masters, the Millennium Collection. Then we heard from Hubie King and my friend Diane Jones. And from their old record, There Are No Rules, you heard Kentucky Bootleggers. After the PSA, we went back to Bob Wills and Bubbles in My Beer. And I believe that was recorded in the late 1930s. Then from the 1974 seldom seen LP, Old Train, you heard The Bottom of the Glass.
Get on,
next we're going to have a conversation with Duluth, Minnesota singer and songwriter Rachel Kilgore. And before it begins, we're going to play one of the tracks from her new record, My Father Loved Me. So here comes Rachel Kilgore's song, Ontario.
Riding in the back seat makes me car sick. Make sure that your sister's got a bucket. It'll be a long drive to your father's side.
Car
You just heard Rachel Kilgore's Ontario from her new record, My Father Loved Me. And Rachel's on the phone with me because she's going to be coming to Pittsburgh on September 30th for UU Songspace. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, this new album of yours is all about your dad.
It is. Yep. My dad passed away about 5-6 years now. I have been thinking about him a lot. Yeah. It happens. Happens to the best of us. We lose a parent, and it kind of sends you reeling. And the way I deal with things when I'm reeling is writing songs about them.
Now, Ontario, that the folks just heard, is quite the story. My heavens, there's a lot of stuff going on in that song.
Yeah. Yep. You're not wrong. I think everything in the album, it kind of, I like to be able to hold both things at once. That there's, you know, there's the wonderful story of my dad's heritage, his relationship with his family, and that was maybe slightly more complicated than I thought it was when I was a kid. And I think that, like any human, my dad was wonderful, extraordinary, a wonderful dad, and also had complicated bits. And I like to be able to tell those stories honestly.
Well, I mean, the whole thing with Ontario, it starts off, it just resonates for me, having been on long car trips with my family when I was a kid too. And I mean, back in the, though I'm old enough, this was back in the day before seatbelts were required. so we'd be crawling all over the Volkswagen bus, you know, but the idea of starting off with, you know, when I sit in the back seat, I get nauseous. Hey, get a bucket for your sister.
Yeah, there was a lot of motion sickness in my family, but we were a driving family, and we did take this road trip through the Great Lakes to visit my grandparents in southern Ontario at least once or twice a year when I was young, so we did spend a lot of car hours together.
Yeah, and the family trip, in my case, it would be from St. Louis, Missouri up to Rockport, Massachusetts. I mean, that's, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the same kind of thing where once you get there and suddenly you start softening your eyes because that's how everybody up there talks.
Yeah. It's fun to be from, I remember as a child, I felt very exotic coming back to school after a trip to Canada and feeling like, oh, yeah, but I'm special. And oh, I'm sorry. Did I misspell my words? Cause I added an extra U, and you know, I would kind of go out of my way to be perceived as different and special, like all kids do in their own way.
Yeah. From this whole album, I get the sense that it really is important to you to remember that your dad was Canadian.
Yeah. I think it was important to him, and maybe more important because he moved to the U.S. Not to say he wouldn't have been patriotic either way, but I think because he was raising his family in the States with my mom, it felt important to him to kind of lace that into our childhoods, both with family visits, but also just with like celebrating both Thanksgivings and like learning the Canadian national anthem. There's just all these ways that he made that a part of our childhoods and our identities as well. So it felt very special to bring the songs up. I recorded them in Ontario, in Toronto, with a fully Canadian team of musicians and production folks. So that felt like a nice sentimental nod toward Dad and his heritage. I specifically asked Rose Cousins, who's a really wonderful artist herself, to produce the record, and she hadn't produced anything else before, so it was a long shot. I wasn't sure if she'd agree, and she did, and I'm so glad she did. She added quite a lot to the record, and I am so happy with how the production turned out and how the heart of these songs is maintained throughout, but it is just so elaborate and beautiful, and I was so happy in the studio with her and the whole team.
Well, it's been several years, Rachel Kilgore, since your dad passed away, so I suspect that as you're releasing this album now, it's both a mixture of celebrating him and mourning.
Yeah, I think both of those things continue forever, it seems, in some regard, and it is important to me to be able to present the work, I guess, with conviction and a level of comfort. I think that we don't necessarily have a lot of shared mourning rituals in our culture, and it can sometimes be scary when people go into those places of grieving in a public way, and people can be perceived as like wallowing in a thing. And I feel very healthy, and like I've done a lot of positive grieving about my dad, and also accepting of the fact that we all have to face mortality. But it's also, it's always hard. It's always hard, and it's nice to like sit in each of these very different emotions that came up in response to losing my dad, and kind of exploring them in like on a stage in front of people. And they're very specific stories, but they're also very universal stories, and it feels like a really beautiful thing to share.
I'm glad you just said that, because that's one of the things that struck me about this album was the number of little details that are in the songs, and that really does, it's so bizarre that in the songwriting biz, you know, a little specific detail helps universalize the experience for the listener.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there are still people who say like, no, that's too specific. That's too, you know, like make it more vague so that people can attach themselves to it. But I think it's true. It doesn't matter if your family drove in the exact same model car that mine did on a car trip, but because I said, it's like, capturing these very specific details of our everyday experience actually gets at the heart of the emotion behind it. And I think that's the thing that is shared, whether or not you recognize very specific details that I say, you recognize the big feelings that are behind them.
We are chatting with Rachel Kilgore, and in part because she's got a new record out called My Father Loved Me, but also because she's going to be coming to Pittsburgh on September 30th, appearing for Songspace at First Unitarian at 7:30 p.m. And they're located over at the First Unitarian Church over there at 605 Moorwood Avenue. And as I said, the show starts at 7:30. Folks, even if you're not listening to this conversation in Pittsburgh, make sure you support local music and local music series wherever you are.
I completely agree, yes.
And we're very fortunate in Pittsburgh. Rachel, we've got a couple of great concert series and a real healthy house concert culture as well.
Really love Pittsburgh, and I'm so looking forward to returning.
Yeah, well, I've only been here 5 years, and I like it too.
Well, I've never lived there, but there's something, you know, I'm from Duluth, Minnesota, and there's something familiar both about the landscape, the like hill over water, but also like a pride in being working people and in a history with mines, and there's just a lot in common, I feel.
One of the things that some of the Pittsburgh songwriters have been doing is they've been receiving prompts from Kerrville about, you know, write a song that uses a construction workers, or do this or do that. Have you been doing some of those prompts from them as well?
Honestly, no. I do not write to prompts. I can't do it. I have actually one of my very favorite friends and songwriters is from Pittsburgh, and you probably know him. Brad Yoder.
Yep.
is the king of writing from prompts. He can make me cry with a song that includes, you know, candy bar, and it's like just because he had to, but it's not my forte.
That was exactly what I was thinking of.
yeah, exactly. Yes, he's very, very good at that. No, I don't write a lot. I don't write as a practice. I write as kind of a necessity, like as a.
So it's in response to things in your life.
Yeah. Yep, I don't write all the time. I don't have a specific time of day. It's more like, oh, this thing is really either really bothering me, or I'm really excited about, or just it's usually just some spark of big emotion and like trying to solve the puzzle of what's behind it, why it feels so big, and flesh it out into a story that can exist outside of my brain. But yeah, I don't normally sit down unless that is behind it and I need to get it out of me.
Hey, well, let's let the folks hear another track from your record, My Father Loved Me. This is Rachel Kilgore, and the next song we're going to hear is Dad Worked Hard.
My dad worked hard from the time he was young. Win the respect of his father and the love of his daddy had high hopes for the scrappy farm kid, but nobody loved a challenge like my old man did. So with his hands and his sweat, with a hammer and a cigarette, long hours in the hot sun, he built a foundation. Late for dinner every night, sunburn and an appetite. In the end he made out all right, with three kids and a frugal wife. Well, my dad worked hard. Yours work harder. That what his thriving investments prove. I'm not saying that he didn't earn the right to take it easy. I'm just saying that I'm pretty sure my dad did too. He got the job done right. No, he couldn't call him lazy, and he wouldn't overcharge you, not like the big names did. He'd build a house from the ground up, run the numbers in his head. He'd make enough to feed the family and make it home to tuck me into bed. And he never gave up until his body gave in and his mind grew thin. And you never can tell how time will treat you. She's a great deceiver. But now he's home every night. Home every day too. He needs help getting out of his chair and can't remember how to tie his shoes. I've been looking for the safety net, the one that's supposed to catch him. When we can't afford the care he needs, and he worked his whole goddamn life. My dad worked hard. Did yours work harder? Is that what a comfortable retirement proves? Now I'm not saying that he didn't earn the right to take it easy. I'm just saying that I'm pretty sure my dad did too.
Well, folks, you just heard Rachel Kilgore singing Dad Worked Hard from her new record, My Father Loved Me, and we're talking to her because, yes, we're thrilled she has this new record out, but also because she's coming to Pittsburgh, where Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio originates on September 30th for UU Songspace. And I should remind you that for more information about UU Songspace, you can go to uusongspace.com and find the full schedule. While we're plugging websites, Rachel, what's your website?
Oh, sure. It's my full name, rachelkilgore.com. It has all of the vowels. I'll spell it rachelkilgore.com.
Yeah, rachelkilgore.com. And the song we just heard, Dad Worked Hard, it again has details, specific details in it that people can relate to. So, for example, towards the end of the song, as your dad is trying to remember how to tie his shoes, it, those of us with parents of a certain age, yep, it reminds us of that, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, just the simplest act, really, the thing that you learn before you go off to kindergarten and suddenly you can't do it anymore.
Well, my grandkids haven't learned to tie their shoes and they're in kindergarten and second grade because all the shoes now come with Velcro.
Well, maybe we just need to embrace the Velcro.
So, again, Dad Worked Hard carries, you know, it's a personalized message. It's a song about your dad. But I sort of get the sense that it has a bigger picture, sort of like in your old song, In America.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah, on one hand, it's telling the story of, like, my dad and how he carried this idea of, like, masculinity and pride about providing for his family and being physically strong, and how difficult it was to let go of that with dementia. And then on the other hand, it's about how society supports people,
right.
and how we value different kinds of labor. I think that felt particularly apparent to me. Like, I have friends of all different kinds of class backgrounds, parents who've done all different kinds of jobs, and just seeing the disparity in, like, in options when a parent hits retirement or is in old age and dealing with health issues, just how we can care for parents really depends on how much money they made in their lives, and how silly to look at, like, an office job or a managerial job versus a physical labor job. And how, I mean, there is no way you could say my dad didn't work hard. He literally was exhausted every single day of his life and working through it. And the fact that that didn't come with the financial compensation that another job would have is just insane to me. And it always is insane, but it's particularly difficult when you're watching the person you love. We're making choices about his health care based on finances and making sure we can take care of mom still. And it just felt like, well, this is very silly, isn't it?
That's the part that I think is so horrible. I mean, is that the choices we have for our 90-year-olds, 80-year-olds, 7-year-olds in bad health, I mean, are not necessarily good. And that's, yeah, there's something the matter with that system here.
Right. Yeah. And I definitely am not going to argue that everybody needs to have exactly the same quality of life. But when it comes to, yeah, or like early child care, or yes, late stage, taking care of our elderly and our young and the people who aren't able to take care of themselves anymore, it just seems like those opportunities should be a little bit more fair.
We're talking with Rachel Kilgore, and we've temporarily gone onto a downer mode here. Let's let's get this in an upper mode. You've played in lots of different places. What are some of the more fun places you've played?
Fun places. Well, you know, I really always love a very small listening room where it feels like all of the, like, love and intimacy and humanity is just, like, echoing back at all of us, and we're all kind of, like, just, like, steeped in this kind of intensity of, like, of sharing our human experience. I don't have a specific favorite stage that I've played, but I just have a lot of memories of really connecting with people through song, and often that happens in, like, very unassuming places.
You sound like a house concert kind of gal.
Yeah, I do love house concerts. That's true. Yeah, I just played one last night. I love house concerts. I have played, you mentioned earlier, Kerrville. I was one of the winners of the Kerrville contest a few years back. That's a great festival to play because actually all the fun happens after everyone goes to bed, and then you're just singing around a campfire with your fellow songwriters. I love that a lot. But yeah, I've played bigger stages and small stages, won a few contests, and mostly I just really like traveling and seeing that people are people no matter where I land.
Well, that's really cool. The idea is then, again, your music helps make that connection with the people, yeah. And I'm sure that they get stimulated, as I have been, by this record about your dad, you know, with how it ties into my life. And in my case, it's my mother who's the aged one with dementia. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, great record. Really like the way you approach this. And I think we've got time to squeeze in one more. And the one I wanted to make sure people hear is My Father Loved Me, the track that opens the album. And it's got things in it that I, as a parent, I can remember. For example, you've got that line in there about how your dad loved you even when he didn't love himself.
Yeah.
And boy, did that strike a chord with me as I'm just sitting there going, God, what a dolt I am, but still, you know, loving my child, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that one's still hard for it's. That's so funny. It like I tear up even having someone else just say it to me over the phone, and it's a hard phrase to swallow. Wow. And it's very true.
Well, again, folks, Rachel Kilgore will be in Pittsburgh on September 30th at UU Song Space, and we're really looking forward to the show. And if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, remember, support your local musicians and support your local music series. Thank you so much, Rachel.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
And here comes Rachel Kilgore singing My Father Loved Me.
A sharp looking man with a farmer's tan and my baby book. Shoulders back, he leaned into a broken world. He had a head of curls like his baby girl and a devilish grin. He was a tender hearted trickster, and I'm a lot like. And my father loved me when he could not love himself. He put his faith in me when he was certain he would fail. So when the world has been unkind and doubts weigh on my mind, I try and love myself the way my father loved me. You won't say it out loud, you're far too proud, but it's plain to see how his demons follow you just like they follow me. Between the three of us, there's a lot of him. He was certain he would fail.
sky. All around the great wide world, forecast warm and dry. Hills of California, Romania and France, Algeria, Australia, Siberia's expanse. The countryside of Greece and Spain, the Amazon the same. From the tundra to the tropics, our world's gone up in flames. Hey, taps, apocalyptic style. Waters rise, grassland dries, Mother Earth, she weeps. Willful ignorance and greed prevail while reason sleeps. There are people who live to believe in the good we all can make. There are people who and mudslides all around. Is this any way to go? Gotta think past your bank account to keep the world we know. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Listen to The Girl I Left Behind Me from Tim Stafford's 2017 record Acoustic Guitar. Let me tell you what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast Radio or The Roots Program. Since the last time I chatted with you, we've had a lot of stuff happening, including a really nice conversation with Rachel Kilgore, a singer and songwriter from Duluth, Minnesota, who has a new record out called My Father Loved Me, and we heard three tracks from that. First we heard Ontario, then we heard Dad Worked Hard, and then we heard My Father Loved Me, the title track from that record. Thanks so much to Rachel for joining us, and if you enjoyed that, you can see her in Pittsburgh at UU Songspace on September 30th. And if you're not listening in Pittsburgh, please support local concert series wherever you are. After we were done with Rachel, you heard from Ella Harp from out in the West Coast doing The 19 from her new record, Lost in January. And then you heard Bruce Coburn doing To Keep the World We Know from his new record, O Sun, O Moon. Stick around, we'll have more great music after the station break. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast or The Roots Program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle dangle, yickety doo, yickety da, ping pong, lippy toppy too top.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. We're going to start the second half of today's program with a really tacky country single from Hayes Carl. It's called She Left Me for Jesus.
We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to go out on the weekends. And we drank till we drowned. But now she's acting funny. And I don't understand. I think that she's found some other man. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I love peace at last. If I ever his ass. She showed me a picture. All I could do was stare. I hit that freak in his sandals. Oh, with his long curly hair. They must have think that I'm stupid. Or I don't have a clue. I bet he's a cheap. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his. Taking up wine while she prays for his troubles and his forgiveness.